In Victoria, the Royal Commission into Trade Unions is causing a headache for the Labor government. Today, the government's upper house whip, Cesar Mellum, resigned from his key party position amid allegations raised at the commission of dirty union deals. The former Australian Workers' Union leader has denied any wrongdoing, and the man who he replaced as the state secretary with the union, opposition leader Bill Shorten, is refusing to be drawn into the saga. Sarah Farnsworth reports.
The embattled former union boss Cesar Mellum had little to say as he headed in to today's caucus meeting.
Do you feel as though you betrayed your members?
Absolutely not.
The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, soon confirming Mr Mellum had resigned as whip.
He properly and appropriately resigned last night in a phone conversation that I had with him.
It follows allegations raised at the Royal Commission into Trade Unions. The Commission is investigating claims that, as the former Victorian Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union, Mr Mellum was aware of a deal that left cleaners on low pay in return for donations. Mr Mellum told the Commission he had no knowledge of such a deal, but his evidence was contradicted by John Paul Blandthorne, who was then a state organiser at the AWU. Here is what Mr Blandthorne told the Commission last week.
I consistently spoke to Mr Mellum about the progress of the agreement, sought his advice on whether things were okay, and as each of those meetings unfolded with the company, I would go and report back to Mr Mellum for his advice.
Mr Blandthorne is now one of the Premier's advisers.
He's a valued member of my staff, and he appeared after being requested by the Royal Commission to appear as a witness. A witness only.
Former AWU National Secretary, now Opposition Leader Bill Shorten, wouldn't be drawn on the allegations embroiling Mr Mellum.
Labor has a very strong view about having zero tolerance for corruption in the workplace, be it from employers or from unions. We have no time for that. I have no time for that. Having said that, we don't want to run a running commentary on every bit of evidence which comes out of the Royal Commission.
Do you think he's done anything wrong based on the evidence that has come out of the Royal Commission? I mean, he is resigning as government whip.
It does sound, in all fairness, like a question to make a running commentary on the Royal Commission.
The Victorian opposition has been quick to criticise the government's handling of the situation, saying Mr Mellum should have been dealt with sooner. Some within Labor's own ranks weren't happy either. Upper House MP Sean Lean.
There's some bad stink lines around him, whether right or wrong, fair or unfair. That's the way it is. And I think to get on with things, it distracts from what the government's trying to achieve.
Daniel Andrews has been accused of factional favouritism, given he quickly stripped his small business minister, Adam Somurek, of his position over bullying claims. Mr Somurek returned to Parliament today.
These allegations against me are baseless and they will be proven as such. Now, there is a process we're going through. We've got to respect that process, but I'm confident at the end of that process, the truth will come out. The truth tends to emerge in these things.
The Attorney General, Martin Pakula, denies there has been a double standard in the treatment of the two MPs.
The whip's position is a matter for caucus, and the first caucus meeting since these allegations were raised in the Royal Commission last week was today, and it's been dealt with today.
In a statement, Cesar Mellum has again denied any allegation of wrongdoing.
Sarah Farnsworth.